All right, some interesting shilas today.
Is there any sponsor?
Oh, sponsor, yeah. Rav Nachman Bogen, Zecher Nishmas Matul Bas Avram Nachman, and also Zecher Nishmas Meir Ben Avram Abba of Ashalom. Okay. Might happen, a Yid Ben Tzera is makbir always not to have any chametz for Pesach. That means to sell any chametz he has. He gets rid of it. He doesn't sell it. Chametz gama, tavu is chametz. He has nothing, no chametz, schnapps, nothing in his house. Comes Pesach, he gets rid of everything. Even though every year he makes the mechiras chametz, he does the mechiras chametz, so v'afcha milsa, maybe chametz sheni yedua, whatever it is, but he makes sure he's very makbid not to have any chametz whatsoever in his shus. He gets rid of it. You don't have to, but that's his chumah. He doesn't, they quoted from Maitre Rav, I don't know if Maitre Rav met it, but they said quite from a girl like that. So a Maitre, v'afcha milsa, he sells his chametz. This person, this yid, every year, comes Chol Hamoed Sukkos, Chol Hamoed Pesach. He has a special beggar he wears. Miuchas for Kavod Yom Kippur Chol Hamoed. Besides, he has for Yontif, he has for Chol Hamoed also. So came the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach. He puts on his special beggar, like a kapot or whatever it is, special beggar, or bekisha, and he feels something in his pocket. Touches on his pocket. And he comes out, picks out what's in his pocket, a small bottle of schnapps. So he thinks back, where did I get this from? He remembers when he wore his baguette on Sukkot Chol Hamoed, so Sukkot Chol Hamoed, on Erev Simchas Torah, a yid gave him, gave him a small bottle of schnapps, which is chametz gama. We all chametz gama. And he left putting his baguette, and he forgot it. And for some reason, even though he checks with the Gadim before Pesach, some reason he didn't realize, he didn't check his baguette. So now he has a bottle of schnapps. So he reminded himself right away, the Yid was a Talmud Chacham, he reminded himself right away, it says the Mechaber in Archaim, Simon Tafman Vav Sifalev, Hamaitse Chometz Bebeisai, if someone finds Chometz in his house, Ima b'chal amayit, yetziyana rena. He should take it out, v'rena riyat. He should burn it right away. So Mela, he took the bottle of schnapps and ran outside to destroy it. Destroy it. But then he started to realize himself, he started thinking a second before he destroyed it, I sold the chometz to a guy. Or I sold all my chometz to Admarashus, I sold Rafcha Milsa, in case I have any chometz, which I don't know about, I want to be sold to a guy. So maybe this bottle of schnapps is included in the sale. So before, since I sold my chometz for my nitzah, so how can I destroy it now? It's not mine. It belongs to a guy. I sold to a guy before Pesach. And if I'm going to buy it right now, I'll be able to get the hakum. I'm stealing from the guy because it belongs to a guy. And it says before, Shechonah, Chashemish, with Simishin test, get the hakum is also. The Shalom Sosa, the Isa, the Rabbanon, but the Maitre Tosa. So he doesn't know exactly what to do. So since he lived in Shalayim, right away he had someone get in touch with Eliashiv, and he said, Eliashiv gave him a very mechudish de kapsak. Very mechudish de kapsak. He says, even though, mechudim and minus, the schnapps belongs to a guy, and you cannot destroy it, but since you're Ben Aliyah, that's mahad, and not having a chometz in the house, you're allowed to destroy the schnapps. You're allowed to destroy the schnapps. Chiddush de kapsak. Agav, I looked around, when I saw this, I looked around, and other swarm, the bina culture of Yashiv, on Pesach, on Hilchos Pesach. So over there, in Alichas, on Hagas, and Pesach, from Yashiv, it's quoted in the Sefer Asher Yish, in Perek Tzayin Beis, Eis Beis, says that someone finds chometz, he sold his chometz before Pesach. And he finds chometz on Pesach, and he sold his chometz to the guy before Pesach. What you could do, if it bothers you, you can burn the chametz and pay the guy, give the guy the money. That's the eitz he gave at that time. It's a little different than here, but that was the psak at that time. So they went and they asked the Yitzchak Zilber, saying, what's pshat in Yishmer? How can you say such pshat? Ben Aliyah, what's going on over here? So he said, I'll explain you what my Shmer means. What he means is like this. Even though the schnapps is in the bias of the guy, still, the guy doesn't care if you burn the schnapps. The guy, when he buys the chametz, he doesn't care so much that to come wealthy from all the rechush of mechir. He's not going to go. Most of the time, a guy won't come and start figuring out what the value of the chametz is and buy the chametz. The guy is doing, he's making a few dollars on a deal, and he's saving a yidden from Israel of having chametz in the rishos. So a man is not paid so much to the guy. If he so finds schnapps in his bucket, I'm paying us to go burn it. And the doctor, the guy, is not to come into your house and start looking around what chametz you have and don't have. So you have to say, in the stomach of the guy is Michael. So Mela, you saw, was Mutter Tima Abedit. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein explained, Rabbi Asher Psak. Which by me is still Tamua.
Why don't they write that in the Shtar, that in case we find it, you give us the source to destroy it?
Huh?
I mean, this is
the case. Start,
this happens all
you mean should say in the Shtar, you mean?
Yeah. We sure this happens.
Well, I think it would be a problem. Because the guy has to be masking to that. You have to say, you know, the whole thing is haroma, the whole chometz, the whole mechir chometz. You make it haroma, gavaroma, gavaroma, you're just carrying it too far. So that's exactly that. Well, let's see. Now it holds like that. We just started. Let me finish. This is the, what?
Can you pay the guy shower kessef? If you break something that's his, he doesn't know what, he doesn't have an inventory.
Yeah.
But you put aside the money for it. Is that the same for him? Does he care whether it's the...
If you owe him money, of course, I've also b'chal, there's no issue. If you owe him money, it's of course, I've also...
You own this bottle.
Yeah.
But you're going to destroy the bottle, but you're going to pay him for what the cost of the bottle is.
So that's what the Ugg stock from Bayasha. Yeah. But he doesn't say it here. Okay. Good. One second. Okay. However, in the Sefer Mekrei Kodesh, from Tzipesa Frank, and Pchelik Alav, Simon Aindal, Ois Beis, Vice Beis, he doesn't hold the top sack from Yashiv. He says, since the chametz was sold to a guy before Pesach, and you find a piece of chametz on Pesach, it's shaykh to the guy. And you don't have to imite him, and you don't have to burn it. It's enough to lock it up, you just put it together with the chametz. And he says even further, Adarabba, he says, it's not, no, if I can, it's wrong to burn it. It belongs to a guy. So if you find, so he says, if you find chametz on Pesach, if you take the chametz and you burn it, he says, you're ksiva gazlan. He says clearly. Pesach says, you're ksiva gazlan. So maybe it's also to burn it. So maybe in our case to come out, so this bentayu will be also to burn it. So come down, chayot is a machlokes between Rabbi Yashiv and the three Pesach Frank. However, if Yitzchak Zilberstein wants to say it's no machlokes, could be it's no machlokes. Because you look at the Psak from Yashiv, he says, he's talking about a Ben Aliyah. Ben Aliyah is Mahada. Not to have any chametz b'shusai, so only a person like this, he has a shus to burn it, to burn the chametz. And the Koy Kodesh is talking about Stam Bnei Adam. That's a lot of people think, if you could destroy it, then you're making the whole Mechir's Chometz into a joke. If you want, they can burn something, comes into the Shus. So Mela, he's now allowed to burn it, and he only belongs to a guy, and he puts it in a place where he's allowed to put up, he didn't lock up with other Chometz. So this Shaila, every year I get the Shaila Kamat at least once or twice, if not more, at least once a time every year, sometimes a few times every year, that people find Chometz. They found the Cheerios, they found this, they found that, they found all, by mistake, they go into Jewels, and they buy something which is in the department of Pesach stuff, and up at the Chapterang, there's some Chometz stick. Or even go into Kotel, people will go to Kotel. Sometimes, in the stock itself, the ship with the Chometz, they ship Chometz together, and then the guy who fills up the shells is on Napkamina, so he puts it there together. And every year, at least once I get the Shaila. What do I do? What do I do for Pesach? What do I do? So, I tell him, like Mekroy Kodesh. I tell him, like Pesach Tifrank, Ladina, I tell everyone to take it, lock up the chomets. Forget, you don't destroy it. You're not allowed to. It's Gezalakum. If someone wants to be Mahadeh, like a B'yashiv, I would say, like the second psak of B'yashiv. The second psak of B'yashiv is that if you want to get destroyed, then after Pesach, you should pay the guy. You should pay the guy.
If he buys,
the guy bought the chomets. Now you take schnapps. So whatever the thing is, you find on Pesach, you destroy it, and the value of that, you give it to the guy. Besides, when you buy back the chomets from him.
If you buy
chomets on Pesach, a mistake, it's also by no, you can't do nothing. You have to destroy it. What? No, he doesn't own that. But that you have to destroy. Now you could destroy it, you must destroy it. Have people like that also. They buy my mistake on Pesach, say, go right, make a bonfire outside if you can burn it. If not, flush it down, go outside the street and just pour it down the drain. You shouldn't put it, shouldn't keep it in your house. The first thing you do is you mafkir it. It could be hefker if it doesn't help. More says it takes out of your shoes. And what you do, you flush it down the drain and destroy it and so on. I tell people further, some people, children get sick, or they themselves get sick, and they have to buy intubus. So most antibiotics for adults are pills, so it's no problem. But for children, the amoxicillin, these things, some is chametz gamma. So I tell people, when you go to the pharmacy and you pick up the medicine, have kavana not to be zeicha. Not to be zeicha, because it's a mela, and a mela, not to be zeicha. So a mela, you're using some shel hefka, you're giving to the child to eat, which you have no prayer, to drink, to take the syrup. And if, let's say, someone is taking antibiotics, starts before Pesach, and it includes Pesach, 10 days include Pesach, so I tell them before Pesach, go out in the street, put it down in the street, be maskered. And then bring it, and then pick it up, and have kavana not to be zeichet. If you can mafkir fnei shloish, it's even better. But if there's no one else around, be mafkir in the street, then pick it up without kavana, be zeichet, and then you can give it to the baby during Pesach. And you don't have it, the chometz is not yours. Yes? What do you mean?
Then go to the pharmacy and pay for it and have mine not to be kind. I'm not sure that works.
Sure works. You have kavana not to be zaycha.
If you're doing a
kinyan, you have kavana not to be zaycha. It's not a kinyan. You have kavana not to be zaycha. Huh? Kaisa kaim rabbanan. That's if you want to be kinder. You want to be zaycha chavit. They're not going to give it to you for free. So you have to give the money. Teretz is a blown shalach, is a shalach. You're not zayich in it, and that's it.
Rav Itzel Zerus thinks teretz, I don't understand either, because the fact you're opening a liya means you can be over and get malachim?
I can't answer. I don't understand it. The I think this part of psak is missing. I think the part of psak was missing, and what is the second part? He should pay the guy. I think that part was missing.
And
okay?
When after pay stuff, does the guy have to pay you back?
What?
But you pay the guy for Shabbos, but you're buying his stuff back anyway after Pesach.
Right, yeah.
Not
but not this. Not this. This is already gone already. This to give him extra.
Alright. To discourage, is there a bracha to say?
Huh?
If I find chalat, isn't there a bracha to say when I'm destroying the chalat body?
No, there's no bracha to say. No, destroy chalat. It's not yours. It's in Bishus. You don't make a bracha.
If it is mine.
You don't make a bracha. If you don't, if there's a shayla, if I make a bdika during Chol HaMoed, if I got to make before Yontif, do I make a bracha or not? That's a different thing completely.
But someone didn't sell. If someone didn't make a sale because he gets rid of all his chometz, then he finds something.
He should sell. That's why anyone who's makbid not to have any chometz issues before Pesach should sell chometz, shall his chometz be after milsa, because it's a case like this. Alright.
It's a question of Corey Kledis.
Yeah.
The homochaber about finding chometz.
It's only talking we don't sell the chametz.
Wow.
Takes away the whole siman shulchan aruch. The mechiras chametz takes away one is tough mem vav, one is tough mem ches. Tough mem vav is talking we don't sell to a guy, but if you sell to a guy, then the halacha changes completely. If I'm not mistaken, there's a chazanish like that also. It says the same thing also. Hi.
Why do you have to sell it? Why can't you just say I'm making everything hefker?
Huh?
Why do you have to sell it? Why can't you just make a proclamation? Everything is hefker.
You have to know what to do. It has to be fnei gimel. You have to know all the halachas of hefker. Okay? Huh? Yeah, that's Kochamira. That's Kochamira, you say.
So what does the selling of the Talmud have to do? Because Mujabanan. Okay. So when you
put in the street, you have to do Lifnei Gimel? If you don't Lifnei Gimel, it's also okay. Alright. So we're talking now about Pesach, Tov HaSukkos. Okay? Alright. A shayla happened like this. Interesting shayla. Reuven and Shimon both had apartments next to each other in Eretz Yisrael. And before Chag HaSukkos, they're both going out of town. So they put up their apartment for rent. Reuven put up his apartment for rent, but he didn't put up a sukkah. He put up a sukkah. If the people move in, that's your problem. Shimon put up his apartment for rent with a sukkah also. That someone who comes in and rents the apartment, they have a sukkah to use. And this Maidar that he publicized that he's renting an apartment, he wrote he has a sukkah to rent. Another year, this name Yehuda saw the Maidar, saw the advertisement of Reuven that he's renting his dira. And he's kashering him to rent his dira for sukkahs. He moves to comes to the apartment, has sukkahs with his whole family. And he sees there's no sukkah there. So he calls him right away, Reuven. He says, where's the sukkah? You rent the apartment. So Reuven answers, I did not advertise a sukkah. I said an apartment. If you want a sukkah, go build yourself a sukkah. We're talking now, it's a couple hours before sukkahs. And it's not trying to build a sukkah then. But he sees next door, Shimon didn't, wasn't at Slacha. No one rented his apartment. He sees an empty sukkah there. Shimon went out of town for Yontif. He couldn't find someone to rent his apartment, so it stayed late. They could stay empty for all sukkahs. So Yehuda started thinking, he said, since the sukkah's empty for all Chag HaSukkos, so Mela, I'll sleep in Reuven's apartment, and I'll eat and sleep in the sukkah of Shimon. And I'll be for all Yontif sukkahs. Since the sukkah is empty, Shimon's sukkah is empty for the whole Yontif, until after Yontif, he'll eat and sleep there, and that's what he did. The whole sukkahs, he ate, and he slept in the sukkah, and the rest of the time when he was spent at the Reuven's dira. That's it. Comes after sukkahs, Shimon finds out that Yehuda was mishtamish his sukkah all Yontif. So he comes now, and it's took away from Yehuda, yeah, you use my sukkah for Yontif. And Shimon Tainis, that I built a sukkah specially, L'shem Schiras. So Mela, you have to pay me, L'chol HaPochas, you have to pay me 500 shekels a day. I rent out apartments for 1,000 shekels a day, but since you use the apartment, use a sukkah, and since the sukkah, mainly for eating and sleeping, that's the chashir that it came to do. So Mela, you have to pay me at least, I want 500 shekel per day. Yehuda says, I'm willing to pay you, but only if I get psak like that. You can pass me in the Gela Dava, ask Yishayla, and whatever they pass you, that's what I'll do. No. So they went and asked Yishayla. So Yishayla had this pashtus, the chay pashtu, look in Shulchan Aruch, pashtu be potter. Why? Because the Mechaber says in Tofer Shlom Zayin Siv Gimel, the Ramah says, Mi'u lachatchila lo yeshiv ha'ad v'sukkas chaveray shalom yidaytay. A person should not sit in someone's sukkah without permission. So Mishmur speaks out with a call from the Paiskim in Siv Kontes. He says, Shema ba'al ha'sukkah hu makbid al zeh shayir chaveray v'sukkav. Maybe the person the ba'al sukkah is makbid because he don't want people to, he wants his privacy. That's a chilasi b'li di osai. Probably if he's going there, you should make a bracha leishav a sukkah. I'll move to the corner to leishav sukkahs chaveh b'shoa shein abal sukkah shom b'sukkahs. But when he's not there, you're allowed to sit in the sukkah. Shebevada yakbel zeh. Denechi inish del ava mitzvah amayne. Person is masking to use a mitzvah. The sukkah is empty, you can use it. Mikom okon. Im efshe shiyavi b'al sukkah. V'oid. Shehusham, let's say Basuka comes in there, after Shavshad Nisa and Hisham, like Kanis, he knows that Basuka is in there, he shouldn't go in there. Why? He shouldn't go Shlomi Daite, he has Shabbal Bait, he's Baish, he Kanis, Lechol. And last thing, he's Acha Fonov. Doesn't want to eat in front of all the people. So, man, that's why he needs the shoes. So, in this case, it wasn't the Gea. Shimon was out of town, wasn't in his apartment, the whole Sukkot. He went out of town. So Mela, Yehuda should be parted from paying. However, you could say differently. Why? Because the Ramah is only talking that Stam the Sukkah built it for himself. The Shemitzi was planning to eat in the Sukkah. But this Sukkah was Kaimalagra, was up for rent. And it says the Chashem Mishpat in Shin Sama Gimel, Sivav, Hadar B'chotzer Chaveray Shlomi Daitai, V'Avachotzer Aymer Litzchai, Tzachal Litzchai. It says clearly, did you have to pay that it's a Kaimel Agra? You should pay. So this is a Kaimel Agra. So in our case, he should pay a Chol Pachos 500 Shkolim every day. However, a Paiskin Paskin, not like that. There's a happens to be a Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says a big Chiddush. Prima Gadim, why Mishmur doesn't bring it down? Mishmur just quotes it in the Bialacha without saying his name. Prima Gadim in Arachayim, in Simon Tafresh Mem, in Eshel Avram, Sifkan Tezvav, says, someone is on the road. He's traveling somewhere. And he needs a sukkah. So he finds a yid that has a sukkah, and he asks for a lot of money. You want to use my sukkah? Yeah, of course you use it. $100. I'll charge you. Do you want to have a lunch there, breakfast there? I'll charge you a lot of money. So the Prima Gadim says, to eat kosa sukkah v'chayin al alta, because you're eating the kumvat sey, you're over isa, of eating outside the sukkah, you're over the kumvat sey, said the Prima Gadim. But he said, but since it says Teshuv came to Doha, someone who's Isaac, whatever he does in his deer of the house, he does in the sukkah, so Mela, he's not mechuyev to give even a chaymish menechasov to kind of mitzvah sukkah. So Ladina says to Prima Gadim, he only has to give only a small amount of money, and that's it. He's not going to give more than a small amount of money, not more. And if not, he can eat the chutzah sukkah. Because you're on the road. That's a chiddush Prima Gadim. So you should give a small amount of money. You don't have to pay the $100 for the sukkah. And if you say, give him $15, $10, whatever it is, and that's it. If he wants more, tell him, have a nice day, and he can eat without eating the sukkah. There's a children Dimi Malkiel. Malkiel and Chayla Gimel Simulan Beis. If you look, it's right, it's a long, long tshuva. If you want to look it up, it's a page 54, the Amaskul Hine. He's invited to Prima Gadim. Even though by Chol Mitzvah you say you have to give a Chaymish Men Chosef to become a Mitzvah, but by Sukkah you don't say it. You don't say it, because Tesh came to do it, you're not required to pay that amount of money. And you do, the amount of money, Dechna would pay for such a rent to use the sukkah for a short time. And this is mashma, like in the Bialacha. There's a Bialacha in Tofresh Mem, Sivches, Divya Matzko Halchei. He says, when you're on the road, you now have to make a lot of money for it. He says, if someone comes to a hotel, he's part of Mitzrayach to go make himself a sukkah when he wants to eat. Even if he has to be it'd be much money from that. If it's a small amount of money, then you could. Mois Mati says okay, which he probably means the Prima Gadim. So Masha also coined to him the coin to be halacha, the coin to Mishnebura, you're not mechuyev to be mighty more than chaymer shem nischatzav like any mitzvah say. That's right, so it's from the be halacha. So you only have to be mechuyev to give a small amount of money. So according to this, if Yehuda uses Shimon's sukkah and he's asking a lot of money for it, Yehuda will be potter from the kind mitzvah sukkah at all. Because according to Prima Gadim, Mechiv is only dumb amount of him. Only amount of small amount of money. The Mela, in such a massive, Yehuda would have been without a sukkah. So if Yehuda would be without a sukkah, then Shimon has a chiyav, Shimon, who's the owner of the sukkah, has a chiyav to give Rishos. Shimon's mechayev to give assurance to let him use the sukkah for Dama Mohatim alone, and not more than that. Why? Because every Yehuda, every Yidi has to be doing for his chavaya to kind of mitzvahs. So Mela, he's a lot, he has to learn with a sukkah, and only he can take only domo matim. Can he have to 500 shekel? Right to this, there's interesting stock in Ramshik. Ramshik in Chuvis, in Erechayim, Simen, Shin, Chavbeis. He says like this. They asked him, if so wants to eat in the sukkah chavaya. Interesting shayla. He doesn't have a sukkah. So he wants to eat in the sukkah chavaya. And the Biden don't want to let him. I want my privacy. There's no room in the sukkah, but I don't want anyone in the sukkah. So the shayla is, can you say kaifin, I say? Like our shamans, I say. Can I force someone to do this? Can I force him to let another eat into the sukkah? Like any mitzvah say, Kaifin I say, Achi takes an ashay. Makim I say, Achi takes an ashay. Do you say such a thing by sukkah also? Zokta Ram Sheikh in the Chula, Vade this din is dynamis, he says. Bezdin could be kaifer, could be kaifer him. Because he's a chayev, because every year he's a chayev to help his chava, should do a mitzvah. And he's a chayev mitzvah, the mitzvah of harvest. And you do the Rambam, he quotes, the Rambam says in Nichus Tshuva, in Perek Dalet, Halach Aleph, he says, one of the things the makom of Tshuva is Menea Sawan from his chaver from doing a mitzvah. So you have a chance in the Mikai mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, you don't let it, then you pray for Naitzai. And Bechal, to help your friends, Dr. Mamshik, to Messiah him, to do a draw mitzvah, it's Bechal, Gemir, Chasadim, and to mitzvah Lesaya, to do the mitzvah Shezecha, like it says in the end of Perikama Peya, we say every day, Davine, Edrom, Shem Shir, Mir Chasadim, so Mela, Yizayich Zayi Ol Mazer, Perisim Ol Mazer, V'Ken Kenes Lan Abba. So Mela, Vaisis from Ramshik, you don't have to even pay Dama Matim. He doesn't talk about money. Vaisis from him, you don't have to pay Dama Matim. But he doesn't talk about that. So even, Salom Dina, even though the Shimon, Yikritayna, they made the sukkah only for business, and he doesn't want anyone to use it for free, you're allowed to tell them, what do you lose? You're not going to gain anything if no one sleeps in the sukkah. And the sukkah is going to be empty all yontif. And if you're a loser, if you don't let anyone sleep in, you lose the schus in Olam Haba, that someone could sleep in the sukkah. So why do you want to be master to schus? So Mer Ladina, he came with Chayiv Yehuda to pay schiris, the high schiris, a 500 shekel a day, but you could chayiv him to pay Dom Yotam for the hours he slept in the sukkah, and he ate in the sukkah, that amount you could pay, but he doesn't have to pay more than a minimum amount. But since it's time of Agra, so maybe that's the reason why it goes into, yeah.
Is the Rav Sheikh will say this for sleeping too, or just for eating?
Probably both.
If I want to sleep with my sukkah, I don't want the animal sleeping together with me. Is that different than eating?
I don't know. You don't talk about it. Any day.
Another question. According to Brie Magadha, what if the guy is a very wealthy guy, he pays big rent on his apartment, he pays for fancy hotels, is he mechuyev to pay more for a sukkah than a regular person who doesn't spend big monies on rent?
I don't say he's.
The patient came to Duru, you say.
Yeah.
Well, he's a guy who spends big money on his apartment.
So he doesn't have. And sukkahs.
Anytime.
Yeah.
He rents big.
Yeah.
Big, stays in fancy hotels. So maybe he should have to pay more for the sukkah. For this taking.
Don't move him. Maybe. Yeah.
According to the Maram Shik, I can go to any yid, let's say, such a time, and force him to give me his lulav and essence to make a bracha. That's what I say, and I don't have to pay him or anything. I can force him, not ask.
We're talking a case, the person didn't have a chance. He was a place where he couldn't do it.
I just came from that time, so I can force another.
If somebody wasn't able to, then you have to ask another, do me a time, let me make a bracha on your living answer.
No, according to Ram Shik, it's not a problem. I'm allowed, you have a key.
I could kai for him. I could kai for him. He says no, I could get kai for him. He says no, I could be kai for him.
So in this case, the guy has a sukkah and wants to rent out. And a chacham will come over to him and say, "Listen here, I don't want it. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to wait.
Wait till Mamish have sukkah.
He wants to give it to me. And he's entitled to do that, right?
If he has no one else.
Is
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you sell a strike him. If someone comes to you last minute, you sell him cheaper?
No.
Because you're expecting people always to come last minute. They have always last minute people who wake up, ay, sukkahs.
Can't I force Aaron 5 minutes before sukkahs to give me a little bit extra?
No, you can force to give it, but you have to pay for it.
Why? He's not selling it.
Huh? Why not? I'm sure he sells a strike you on Chalamet also. There are people over there, that's right, they got paying parcel. They want an Essek, because some guests came in from Halamai. They didn't bring along the Essek, they forgot in New York. I'm sure you sell, no? You don't sell?
Give him away.
You're a nice guy, but I'm sure a lot of people aren't such nice guys. Okay. Yeah?
In this case, if someone had rented it out, there was someone else.
Yeah?
And Reuben came and still didn't have a sukkah, would anything change?
Maybe Reuben could try to speak to Shimon. Do me a favor. I don't have a sukkah. I thought I'm going to have a sukkah in the apartment. If you could let me use the sukkah partially. Yes, yes, for sure.
Of the people who hired it from.
Right.
And if they say no?
You're stuck. Then you have the Ram Shik. Sometimes it depends. It's a full sukkah, not a full sukkah. Then it depends on each case. Yes.
Does the halacha change if the one who's renting the apartment lifts up the schach? So now he's the one that created the sukkah. So the first guy came to Aina and built the sukkah.
He stole. He's stealing. He can't go when someone just takes it out, pick it up, it's mine. He can't do it. It's not a hefkevel. Right.
The Ramshik is saying that's also mitzvah, you know, he doesn't say arvus. So arvus is clearly not a reason in of itself to be...
He says, kaifenoi said, to help someone do mitzvah.
Because the meal is the son.
Right, yeah, right.
Not the same thing.
Right. Next case. Interesting story. Someone... was bitten, a yid was bitten by a poisonous snake. And all of a sudden, after a poisonous snake, and immediately he went into a coma. They brought him to the hospital, and he was unconscious for 2 weeks. 2 weeks he was unconscious. And after 2 weeks, the doctors were able to get to get rid of the poisonous, and he got healthy again. And after 2 weeks, he's able to leave the hospital, go home. When he left the hospital, so the head of that department, who happened to be a Yid, and he was up top with him all 2 weeks, he says, you know, when you get home, you have to say a Gaimel. So the Chayyim says, of course I have to say a Gaimel. I have to thank the Bani Shalom that I got saved from this poisonous snake. I could have died. Right? The doctor says, no. You say it's wrong. Lie, he says. Wrong. You have to thank the Bani Shalom that you were bitten by a snake. You have to thank the Bani Shalom. What happened? So the doctor says, when you're brought into the hospital, you're unconscious. Right away, we did a MRI. A CT, a CAT scan, whatever it is, of our whole body, and we found on one of your kidneys a large tumor, a cancerous tumor. And the doctors decided, with whole meetings of doctors, what to do first. Should we fight the poison, or should we do surgery on taking out the kidney, or what to do? So the doctors decided that first we should take care of the poison from the snake. And afterwards, we'll handle that cancer. No. So we gave you medication, we took care of you, we took out the poisonous which came in here, and after we took care of getting all the poison from your body, we did a CAT scan after see your body's clear, and all of a sudden, there's no more cancer, it was Tal and Gamri. It comes out that the poisons of the snake took care of the malignancy. In fact, the Sefer, of course, brings down this mitzvah, says they passed this on to a hospital in America, in New York, to say maybe the poisonous of the snake could be a cure for cancer. So mitzvah shoya. So therefore, the doctor says, you have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom that you were bitten by a snake, because by a snake it got rid of the cancer tumor. That's why you have to thank. So thank the Baruch Hashem that the schus of the Bain of Bnei Sneh that saved your life. You never take a CAT scan, you never take a tumor. Cancer could have gone over the whole body and it would be, you know, be too late. Who knows? So what's the shayla now? What kind of shayla can you have now from the story? A yid, a yid. So, you can make a few dollars. So he saw it like this, he says. The reason why I was bitten by a snake, how I was bitten by a snake, there has to be down the block, there's a store that sells pets and animals. So they sell snakes also. But they didn't take care of the snake. The snake slipped out of the store. And it was mazikim. So a yid wants to go be tameya, the snake, the people of the snake, the main is okim. Says the Mishnah Baba Kama and Daf Tezvav on the days, you have to pay Nezik Sholem from the Chinah and Anachash is Mud Lailam. So he wants to pay the damages. What is the Nezik, the one who owns the snake said, what do you mean? I did you a taiva. I did you a taiva. It was the best thing that happened. You were bitten by a snake. Huh? The only reason you were bitten by a snake, you got, what do you call it? You were saved. You saved your life. Adraba, you have to thank us. Because to us, you got nitzo. He didn't ask you for money, by the way. He says, you said, thank, at least thank us. So how could you go, Amara Daitra, we should pay for the nezik? It's not nezik. Adraba, that's all so fascist we did. So what do you want? Who's the thing? All right. If you remember a number of years ago, I don't remember, maybe you still remember, I once said over a story that happened. This is a true story that happened in Europe many years ago. Reuven got angry at Shimon. Got angry at Shimon. Shimon, and he went into Shimon's store and he broke a bunch of barrels of wine. Expensive wine. Hundreds of dollars. He was mazikim. Because he angered him. After a while, after he was mazikim, the police came into the store to check out if he's making wine illegally. You don't have to pay taxes. If you don't, you have to pay a big tax on wine in those times. And of course, this was Yid making wine, and he didn't have any tax relief for this and so on. He didn't have permission for it. And if they catch him, the einish is chomamoid. Besides a big fine, he ends up in jail and so on. They checked his store. Didn't find any wine, illegal wine. Why? Because Reuven broke those barrels. Reuven broke those barrels. They didn't pay for they didn't pay tax on. And if he wouldn't have broke these bottles of wine, Shimon would end up with einish chomer. So it comes out that Shimon was mazik as wine, he's really matzah him. So Shaila was, does Shimon have to pay Reuven for the barrels, does Reuven have to pay for the barrels he broke Shimon or not? So, in Sefer Arachas Mishpatim, has this whole Shaila. In Arachas Mishpatim, in Klal Ben Beis, Simon Lama Beis, being Zan, the Sefer Mekorchaim, from a Kadman. They had a similar shayla. A similar shayla, came the same shayla, and he says, and they said the potter. Why? Because of Shimon. Because if he wanted to break the chavis of Yayin, the police would have taken everything away. And possibly give a fine. So it's like mona tviratava. Like he broke a broken keli. And it's a medamid to Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas in Samach Dalam says an interesting case. Someone heard their child was drowning in the ocean. He put out a net on Shabbos. He put out a net just to catch fish on Shabbos, and he only caught fish. Chayev. He's Chayev Lam Tesalachas. He's Chayev Misa. Ivan Lam Tesalachas. However, if I put out a net, Laal is Dogim, Vahela Dogim, Vitinik, but let's say I put out a net, and my intention is to catch fish, but also save the child. I saved the life of the child. So to machlokes and gemara, you chayiv on or not? Rava Omar chayiv. Rava says you chayiv. Rava Omar Potter. Rava says you potter on Eset Seder. Why? Rava says why? Why you chayev? Rava says the reason why you chayev is basa machshavtai. Zil basa machshavtai. You go basa with machshavos. Chavos, he went fishing. He happened to catch a child also. So no, matayv. But he's still chayev on the Eset Seder. Rava Oma, zil basa maitzav. Rava says he go basa what he did at the end. Opata. And since he saved the child, even though his machshava was victor to go fishing, but the mighty saved the child, so made it a chayv Eset Seder. And the Rambam passing like Rava, that you potter. So also here also, Mitzchila, he did a hezek to break a barrel of wine. But at the end, he saved him, he did a big time to him. And so therefore he's potter between the Adam, and then Arach Shpotim, he brings out his kochayim, he doesn't bring down any chalkim. However, in the Pitzchah Choshen, in the Zikim, Perakal, Sivkot and Chav, and also in Sefer Piramasik brings down Chokim, that is Chayiv. Why? The one who broke the barrels. Since the Shabbos when he broke the barrels, he was Chayiv in Tashlumim, he's Chayiv Tashlumim. What happens afterwards, it's only Atzorah for Shimon, because Reuven broke it. So it doesn't pater him from Tashlumim, since he was Chayiv to pay. And Mela, he has no answer what's going to happen in the future. One second. So Mela, here also, and in our case also, of telling this machoikis, according to Mekachayim, which the Achaz Shvosim quotes, that the one who captured the one who owns the snakes, he's potter. Why? Because at the end, he saved the person from cancer, from malignant tumor. However, according to Pitzchoshen, Piri Masek, it comes out that the malignant choshen has to pay. Because his kavayus, he's in chayv erim shas when he broke the barrels of wine. So maybe the chayv afterwards he did that tzara, so he gets chayv for that. But the maisa, you cannot, he's still chayv to pay. So chayv it's totally in that machlokes. Forget about mastering. Let's say they did stand their own checking. That's all. They do it. They always. You have investigators. They go into houses. They go into stores and so on. They do it for food stamps. Government come in. They come in to stores to check if the weights are okay. They do their general inspections, and each community has its own investigators.
How would the Pesach Choshen explain the Gemara of spreading out nets? If the halacha is like the Man Domar that you're potter because you saved the child, but you first caught some fish, so you should, how did he explain?
What does he do with the Gemara? I don't know.
It's not the Shabbos, not the same as Nizdokim. Dorm are not the same.
They brought it as a riot, though.
Someone brought it as a riot. It doesn't even make any sense, really.
It's something to think about. You think of a chilek.
By Rav Mona Tzvira Tala, by Rav and Rav, what's the Pesach?
Yeah?
By Rav and Rav, what's
I said, the Pesach's like Rav, he's Potter.
So he's Potter, yeah.
So that's his Kasha.
I understand.
So it could be by Shabbos, it could be the same thing. You have to think about it. Something you can find a chilek. Okay? So however, one second. However, you can say there's a chilek between the case of Nishir, the breaking of barrels and the Shichas and Nachash. There's a big daf kamina. Because by when you break the chavias, was a mitzah hezek, and then answers with some chavizah, a taiva came out that the police showed up and they didn't find anything. So Meir Chiv Tashlumen was chav zman before. And he's very chal, chiv tashlum, and shas the hezek. Over here, when the snake bit the person, that started already, the reaper started right away. The reaper of the tumor. So, Mela, the only way to wrap him is through the binding of the snake. So, it's poshut that every person is this massive, is mochel, is willing to accept this bite to save his life from cancer, we know about it. So, Mela, the one who captured the snake, the Kuliam, the holidays would be potter. Can Maitre like this happened? An interesting story happened. Can the same Maitre happen? A number of years ago. A Yid decided he's donating a kidney, his right kidney, to give it to someone else. Donating someone who needs a kidney, Sakon Sephoshis, there are people out there that donate kidneys. He decided he's donating his right kidney to someone. And this kidney, of course, will save someone else's life. The doctor who did the surgery made a mistake. and cut the, went in and took the left kidney. Instead of the right kidney. However, when they did this, when they took out the left kidney, they saw the kidney, left kidney has cancer on it. And if they would have cut the right kidney, the cancer would have spashed not only to the whole kidney, but to the, if they wouldn't know about it, spashed to the rest of the body. A very part of both. So Mela, at the Rabbeinu Shalom, made such a case that the Raifa made a toys, and by making a toys, he saved the Menadah's life. So the Shaila was, is a doctor Chayav Tashlumin? Can he sue the doctor? He did the left side, supposed to do the right side. Can he sue him? Can he? So then is he caught the wrong one. So they're asking the doctor is part of the Mechavala. Since he was a Mazikim Faket, he saved by cutting out the kidney, he saved his life because it didn't spread yet. And every year there's mitzvah to save someone else's life. So if I cut a kidney save for his life to save him from cancer, then it's okay. So maybe this doctor is part of from pain, since even though he made a mistake by when he did the surgery, then Alpha Pekin, since he did by surgery, saved the person, he came in Chayv and Yitashlumim.
What tashlumim should have there been anyway? What's the difference which kidney he takes?
Huh?
If there wouldn't have been a cancer issue.
I guess the comparison one to another, they felt that the kidney is more compatible, or something like that.
That's not a hazard on the guy who they're taking it from.
Doesn't make a difference.
So why should he?
Because he wants the less healthy kidney. He wants to keep his healthy kidney.
Are they going to take the less healthy kidney and put it in the
whatever it is? That is more compatible. But that was the plan. Was to take the right kidney. The plan was to take the right. Why? My choice, Kachoya.
Why can't we just say by both cases of the fishnet and the wine that this was Yad Hashem?
This was
everything.
You have the time.
Everything.
This was Yad Hashem. Why can't we say that?
No, you can't say. If you hit someone else, you take on shoot him, it's Yad Hashem. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
I'm just saying the fishnet, you see with the Yad Hashem. So why should we think that you understand, thank you with the barrel. Well, why should I break this barrel at this time, at this moment? You see, it's Mamash Yad Hashem.
And the kidney is also.
So,
I think I can do it with the right. Okay. Next interesting case.
No.
A might happen. A Talmud Chacham was poor, and he had a deer in Eretz Yisrael, and a fire destroyed the whole. It had a big fire and destroyed the whole deer. The whole deer burnt, and it was a husband and wife with 8 children. There were. All the possessions were burnt. There wasn't, and the apartment wasn't livable at all anymore. So the Baal Ches in the community made a collection to fix up the dira, to buy clothing, to fix up the old dira. But while they're fixing up the dira to make it livable again, they needed a place to live in between. A motel nearby, Baal Ches had heard about it. So he was masking to take in the whole family for 4 weeks. It took 4 weeks it takes to fix up for a minimal amount of rent, and for 4 weeks let them live there. And while they finished fixing up the apartment, came for under 4 weeks. They for Hashem, they were able to fix up the apartment to make it livable again. A few days afterwards, after moving apartment, this Talmud Chacham Ani became a Gevir overnight. What happened? How did he become a Gevir overnight? He had an uncle that didn't have any children, that lived in Chutz La'aretz, that was Nifta, and his Savor, he left to his nephew a large amount of Yerusha for him. A big Yerusha for him. Big Yerusha left for him. He became a Gevir overnight. So this Talmud Chacham had a shayla. Came here as a shayla. Min ha'din is bara. They have no chiyuv to pay the hotel anymore. This Baal Mon was a tzaddik who took me in for a minimum amount of money. I don't have to pay him at all for these 4 weeks. But Lamaita, he did a big time to me during the Sreifa. And that time I was Oni. So even though, since I was Oni at that time, and now I'm now if I get more money now, I'm to pay. That's Salach. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Someone comes Oni Behesher, you don't say you have to pay the what you got when you're Oni. You don't say such a thing. So but my Shaila is now, what's the Nahog Arvoya? What is the proper thing for Eruch Yid to do? Should I go to a hotel owner and tell him what I became a Gevir now and I want to pay the difference? You charge me, let's say, $20 a night, so that's $100 a night. I want to pay, should I pay him the $80 difference or not per night? Should I pay that? What is opinion not mechuyev? Opinion not mechuyev. But what is the proper thing from Eruch Yid who has the money now? Should he do it better, do it or not? In Parshas Lech Lecha, there's a pasuk in the Torah. Torah Kedoshah says, "Ravam kovayd meoid b'mikna b'kesef b'zav v'yelech u'masav." Avram Avinu. The Torah Kedoshah tells us Avram Avinu went from Haran to Eretz Canaan and from there to Mitzrayim, and after he came back to Eretz Canaan. So the Torah Kedoshah says, "Avram kovayd meoid b'mikna b'kesef b'zav." That's he travels. So Rashi says, on his way back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan, he stayed in the same hotels that he stayed on his way there. He went back. You go into a city, stay with one person, come back to the city. You stay in the same place. You don't go to another place, if it's possible. Dava Acher Rashi says, Chazroset Pora Hekafaisav. He owed the hotel to keep his money. So he went back, Pashto learns, he paid back, he had to pay back. So if the Chidah, the Edison Chidah wrote a number of Sfarim on Chumash. Lately they came out called Torah Chidah. So in each volume on Chumash, they took all the Sfarim and put them in the Seder. So one is strong Pnei David, they put into the Teres Chidah. So he has a strong kasha. What's going on over here? It says, Chorosei Porek, if I paid all the Chavis hotel, means he didn't pay the hotel, and he's paying back the hotel keepers. He says, which hotel keeper is stupid enough to lend people money? People travel city to city, he doesn't know who he is, he gives them a place to sleep for free. Which hotel? You go into a hotel today, say, listen, no, I've got my credit card, my way back tomorrow, next week I'll bring you back. When you bring your credit card, then come. He's not going to let you take it for free. Who's going to do it? Which idiot will do such a thing? That's one kasha, yes. The chidah. The second kasha, the chidah is, how shaita Avraham Avinu traveling? Well, money. You go traveling to Mitzrayim, you take along some money along with you. You don't go travel without money. It's not normal to do. You go on vacation. Go on vacation, take along some money. Your kids want to go to Orlando, they want to go to Disney World, they don't have money for Disney World. What do you go to Disney World for? What do you go there for? You don't go. Without money, you don't go. So he answers the Chidah like this. And Emerson, when Rav Avinu left from Eretz Canaan to Mitzrayim, he had Moiz Mutzumtzomim. Small amounts of money. And he paid the price of Oni in a hotel. I guess that's special, different rooms and so on. A very different price. And on his way back, he became an usher, so he paid Kol Echad the difference between Erech Ani and Erech Usher. If let's say Erech Ani was one price, Erech Usher was a different price, he paid that difference. He paid that difference. L'chua. One second. So L'chaya, if according to this in our case over here, it's right for the Talmud Chacham asked, should I pay the difference? You should learn from like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu paid all the hotel keepers. The difference was he paid on the way there, and way back he paid up and paid the difference. So here also, this Talmud Chacham who's on hotel for 4 weeks, the Chaya, he should learn from Avraham Avinu and pay the difference. Because since in Dal Mikdi he's not mechuyev to that, but because the God wants to do the. It's Yashua Toy, but wants to go to Neh Meshus Adin. You know, Mikid, you don't have to. Avraham Avinu didn't have to do it, but he did it. So if you want to do it like Avraham, learn from Avraham Avinu. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said, no, you can't be a rabbi from here. coming alive from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Amud Shalaylam, and his kaya the Kol Gadol, the tribe Shem Hashem. Like they look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Excuse me, he has a whole parak where he discusses Avraham Avinu. How? And it says that Avraham Avinu was Amud Shalaylam and his kaiba called Gadol L'Chol Olam. That there's only one Rebbein Shalom. And Avraham Avinu went from one place, one city, to another city, one country, to another country. Achin Eskapsu, it's Loshen Aram. Achin Eskapsu, I love Avlofim Revavais. He makes thousands and 10,000 of Yidden people from Goyim into Yidden. That's what Rambam speaks out there in Hichas Avayizor Perek Aleph. So Mela, the whole mouth of Avraham Avinu was Kiddushin Shemayim. And the serious nefesh of Makvot Shemayim. So Mela, Avraham Avinu was Makvot when he comes to the Kai Shem Shemayim, even though it doesn't have to tell these whole keep us the difference, because he paid the money of the Ani. However, he wanted to pay out Shirim Molei to make an impression to all the hotels that listen to Avraham Avinu. This is Kiddush Hashem. However, they gave this Talmud Chacham that there's no that he has to pay. So if he was Ani at that time, he turned to Asher, he's potter from paying any difference that he got, any stock that he got recovered when he was Ani, and Askani is not mechuyav to pay. Let's just tell him he's a poor person. They raise money for him. Then later on he makes a killing, he wins a lottery, whatever it is. Not mechuyav to pay back what they gave to him already.
It's not us to do it.
If he wants to, but it's not like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu did it because it was special by him. He's Avraham is his personality. However, Hekabit doesn't have to. If he wants to do it, Matoif. But to feel that you have to do it because Avraham Avinu, that you don't have to do it.
It wouldn't be Kiddush Hashem if
you
did it.
It will be Kiddush Hashem. Not always is it Kiddush Hashem. Sometimes they think you're an idiot. Yeah. Any questions?
So we shouldn't learn from Avraham Avinu?
You can't be a raya. Avraham is a special case. Special case. If you want to do it, you can do it. But you should not feel you have any. If you shouldn't feel for Avraham Avinu, have to do it. You're not. Avraham is a special case. Someday you want to do it, good. You can do it. But the Maisa. Yeah, but this is not strive. That's what I'm saying. This is not strive with the others. Because strive are certain things you should strive. But something like this. You're not in the same category of Avraham Avinu, therefore that's not called striving. We'll stop here. But the Shandabish here next week.